Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Pam. How can I help you?
Yes, I've been fighting all day here. I was kind of like going through different packages, and I didn't want this package that I guess I signed up for. First, it was declined today. I called the bank, and I got a hold of you guys and said, I don't want this timeshare, I guess it was. I'm not going to be able to make it.
Okay, we don't do timeshare, sir.
Well, whatever you did there, I thought I was trying to check the site out. Somehow got me thrown in with my numbers and stuff. I just want to check things out there. I want to cancel this order, so I probably have to give you my email.
Okay, can I have your zip code?
44646.
And your first and last name?
Todd Woods, W-O-O-D-S.
And Mr. Woods, can you verify your address for security purposes?
Yes, 804 Medill Avenue, Massillon, Ohio, 44646.
Okay, bear with me 1 second while I get the account up, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I do apologize. Our system's a little slow today, okay?
Well, that's all right. That's all right. I thought I had it straight about 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, but I got a thing. It was declined originally, and then all of a sudden it got approved. So I wanted not to go through. So, and then I was told by my Capital One I'm supposed to call you, talk to you on the phone, and I wanted the 6732 credit back to my account, and we'll be good to go.
Okay, 1 second, sir. Let me see what's going on, okay?
Okay.
And you said you called here and talked to someone?
No, I called my Capital One. I got a raise alert on my phone. Right now my phone froze. It froze me out of Capital One. But I talked to my Capital One, and this wasn't supposed to be sent through again. I thought we had this all. From what I told them, they declined it earlier today. And that was fine with me. And then when I got my thing on my cell phone message from you guys, it said, if you don't, you're not interested, if you want to stop this from going through, which I hit STOP, and that was like at 7 o'clock.
So have you disputed it with your bank?
I'm supposed to call you. I'm supposed to dispute it with you because it's...
Okay. So why you got charged was not for anything new. You ordered the tactical bag on the 15th of December for $574, and it advised if you didn't call and cancel within 48 hours, you'd be enrolled in the online gadget store membership, which is a membership for the best gadget store on the web right now, where you can get other gadgets at a discounted rate. Now, it does tell you that you also get a $125 gift card in the account every month till you cancel, but what I can do is get it canceled and get you a 50% refund. Because that is a valid charge, sir.
No, it is. I declined it. I never sent that through for that at all. I never got anything because probably what happened was robbery. 6732.
All right, 1 second, sir. As a courtesy, I'm going to refund you.
Yeah, if you would, please. I'm sorry for getting on that. I thought I had this all straightened out and didn't get this far. But, yeah, if you could. I thought this was something else entirely.
Yes, sir. I'm going to get you refunded. 1 second.
Okay, thank you.
You're
I got
welcome.
My card, and if you need my card in front of me.
No, I got it all here. I got your account up. I'm getting it refunded right now as we speak. Bear with me.
I do appreciate it. Yeah, because I started buying stuff on Robinhood at the brokerage house I had, and some of the stuff is good deals, but you know I got a backpack supposed to come to the house. You should see this backpack I paid for. It's a backpack for a toy poodle, maybe.
Well, I see you got like a little tactical bag, which is from us, which is a fanny pack.
Yeah, well, I thought it was bigger than that.
Well, a fanny pack is just something that goes around your waist. It's a little pouch that goes around your waist.
Yeah, I didn't know I was going to get thrown into. It's like the other thing I got thrown into. I was out of town and I got from Walmart, you know, and I'm in a Plus membership now and I can't wait. Well, I got to cancel within their time frame too.
Well, we've got you fully refunded. The account's canceled, and I do have a confirmation number for you. Would you like that number?
Yes, please. You can go slow.
C as in Charlie, 263-442-906.
membership or whatever.
Repeat that to me.
Yeah, let me see. My wife was writing it down. I was talking to you. It's C as in Charlie, 263-44-2906.
Yes, sir, and that it's fully refunded. It'll be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. Usually just files right back in there, but you do have to allow that long for it to come back into your account. That's just standard.
So the membership's canceled then?
Yes, sir, that's what that number's for, and you'll get an email confirmation
okay.
of the refund within 24 to 48 hours.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day, sir.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
How much stuff did you do while you were in town?